Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, one, there was a season this year in IHSA boys golf, and two, the Sherrard Tigers end the season on their home course, and three, they go out with a sectional title. That's a pretty good story in 2020, Brett Williams. What about that?
Jim, no words. I'm super excited. I didn't want to leave the golf course. We were out there, me and my wife taking pictures. I'm taking pictures of the plaque. When I got it, I didn't know there were still people playing, so we're woo-hooing. And then, at the home course, beautiful. The morning I was worried, that. Ended up being a beautiful fall day. The kids stepped up. It was really windy out there. But all the kids pulling for each other, they knew what they had to do. The comfortable on the home course, no doubt. And they did it. They made it to the finish line first. So super proud of these kids.
And I know at least when the day started, you talked about the windy conditions and then some rain and some cool temperatures. But it looked like when you look at that leaderboard, your kids really fought through the elements today and came through on that home course. How much was that a benefit, you think?
Comfortability on the course, I think, was really key. Knowing they know the greens, obviously, but understanding that they don't need to hit, the big stick all the time, and they can still get around the golf course and feel comfortable with it is key, too. Just talking to some of the kids, it's like break the hole down, par threes, par four is just a couple par threes, you don't have to hit the driver. Because a lot of ball flight in that air today, that wind, you felt the gusts. They were pretty heavy at some times. So, they didn't make the big numbers. They didn't take a triple bogey when they could take a bogey. They did that. They, lessened the damage and took that bogey when they needed to instead of trying to make something happen and get that triple bogey. So, they managed the course very well. They kept their mentality in lock and all the way to the finish. So, they did their job.
Well, and I guess the other thing, too, I don't have the scorecard right in front of me or the scoreboard, leaderboard right in front of me, but it looked like you got a lot of great balance from all your kids that played on that course today. So to say that it was a team effort probably is kind of a huge understatement, right?
Yeah, it was definitely team. Devin 79, Brennan 80, Blake and Clayton 87. Austin 88, Atlanta 96. So, they didn't blow up. They had their bad holes. They had their challenges, but they didn't, those 88s could easily be 98s, if you don't hold it together. So yeah, definitely team accomplishment. I didn't have to jump into a pond, although I probably should have, but, I just can't say enough about these kids. They're awesome. The whole team, I had fellow teammates there. I had other kids there. I had people that, you don't realize, who really want these kids to be good there. But it was neat to see some of the guys locally that used to play for me there. That was really neat at the end. So it was a great day.
So after the final was posted today and you met with the kids for the first time after being, after realizing that you won it, what was your message to them or what did you say to them and kind of what was their reaction today?
Carrying out the plaque, I was like, we did it, you guys, But, I think I didn't look at the leaderboard all day. I told them I wouldn't do it. I'm not doing it. And, they can. I think they might have known before me. So hey, everybody on the putting green, let's get a picture. We did it. We're sectional champs, first ever, all this stuff. And, they're like, yeah, we know. I'm like, no, you don't know. I'm telling you right now, we're sectional champs, get a picture and all that stuff. And then I said, I'm not jumping in that pond. So, they were just kind of, and then it's just really neat how they you could see in their eyes. you know, it's need to accomplish. You can't take it away. You guys are champions. You know, first ever in short history for boys golf. I've never seen a plaque on that wall that says boys golf. So it's a very neat and humbling thing, you know, that you trust in these kids, you have confidence in these kids, and they're doing it. You know, they're doing it for themselves, but, you know, I know they're doing it, you know, for their coach. So that it makes me really, really proud of
you. Yeah, and I think, too, that you say, you know, that you haven't had the plaque at the school that you get today, and it's really crazy because, you know, you talk about kind of what a memorable year this will be now, you know, because it's the COVID year, and you get a season. And even though people will say, well, we didn't get a state tournament appearance, I actually, and I know people will say, don't say it, Taylor, but I'll say it. I think it's kind of a better story, in my opinion, that the season ends on your home course and you get the trophy. You know what I
saying?
That's a perfect ending to a COVID year, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, boys, you did the epitome of the year. 2020 state, aka sectional champions. You know, just being out there after everybody leaves, and you're looking at the course, and you're saying, "Well, we had a playoff between Jeremy Ott from Brinfield and I forget the other kid, but you had all kinds of things. What a great day! You know, sunny fall day, the leaves are turning, and you know, then you look down and you have that." The sectional champions, and what an accomplishment! Yeah, what a neat year! What a trying, stressful year as a coach because of the health of these kids are always on my mind, and then to see it come to be this ending is, I think I'll probably wake up in the middle of the night going, "Holy crap! We won sectionals!" You know, like.
Well, and that's the amazing.
It's going to be a neat week.
Yeah, and that's the amazing story as we wrap up. So it was, well, I think, July 29th when the IHSA announced the modified calendar and indicated that there would be a fall sports season for, you know, golf. And then you fast forward just to October 12th, and you're the sectional champs. So you go from not knowing in late July if there's going to be a season or not to fast forwarding to October 12th saying, well, there was a season and we won the season. So I guess your reaction to that, my final question as we wrap up this interview.
Yeah. My reaction to that?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Sectional champs, baby!
That's
Thank you for helping today.
Yeah, I was honored to be out there and participate. And I tell you, Sherrod should be proud. I'm telling you that I always tell people, when you host these events, you should be proud of, one, the school getting to do it, but two, the environment of how you do it. And then, you know, coming through and having a class event on a class course like a Jack Nicklaus design.
Yeah.
Of course,
yes.
The kids that came from other schools understand kind of the course they got to play at today, and, you know, kind of that environment, because I hope moving forward that, you know, this golf course gets opportunities to host some big IHSA events down the road. But it was a great day for the Sherrod School District. And, Coach Williams, happy for you and the kids, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all your support. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
All right. The Tigers are the sectional golf champs in COVID-19 2020. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.